a basic centering practice. This is really a great place to start first thing in the morning, and it's also a really great place to come back to various times during the day, perhaps when things knock you off balance or, you know, things disturb you and you lose your equilibrium. So, as a preliminary, just position your feet so they're about shoulder distance apart. And then just give your body a little shake, just to shake out any tension that you have. And then just notice that you're breathing in, you're breathing out. Don't do anything with your breathing, just be aware that you're breathing. And now I'd like you to imagine that somebody's just caught a few strands of your hair at the back of your head, on the crown of your head, and is just gently drawing you up to the sky, stretching you upwards. And as that happens, you might like to imagine that there's just a little bit more space around each of your vertebrae as you're stretched gently upwards. Just enjoy that feeling. And now, even while you're stretched up, I'd like you to just notice your weight. Notice how heavy you are. Notice how heavy your arms are. Just let them fall and be drawn down by gravity. Notice the weight of your legs and your whole body just pushing down onto the soles of your feet and pushing down onto the ground. And just notice the weight of all your lovely organs on the inside. And you might just like to think about how when you, if you try and do pull-ups, just how heavy you actually are. And just enjoy that heaviness, that feeling of being pulled down into the earth, onto the earth. And at the same time, notice that you're drawn up too. So you're drawn up, you're pulled up, and you're drawn down. And that gives you your length, and it gives you a certain dignity of standing. And now I'd like you to relax all those points of tension in your body, and I'm just going to work down through the bands where tension tends to gather, starting at the top. So firstly, your forehead. And you don't want your forehead to be artificially stretched wide or furrowed, but just find a place that's halfway between the two where your forehead is relaxed. And then your eyes. Squeeze them tightly closed for a moment. And just relax them and let them go soft too. And then your jaw. We should never clench our jaws. Our jaws are designed to have a gap between all of our teeth. So just make sure that you're soft in your jaw and your jaw is relaxed and your jaws are slightly apart. And then in your chest. Again, just open your chest out to the world so it's not withdrawn and clenched in, but it's open. Just not overstretched, but just slightly stretched. And then your belly. Let that relax too. And then a stretch. And then what I indelicately call the sphincter region, just clench, like you're doing your pelvic floor exercises or something. Clench up and then just release and let that whole bottom part of your body just relax. And then your knees, they don't want to be locked upright, but they don't want to be too bent, but just slightly off upright. So there's just a little bit of relaxation. They just pushing forward a little bit, but they're relaxed. And then lastly, your ankles and your feet. Just let your feet relax onto the ground so they're not gripping, but they're just stretched out and feeling the ground. So having done all that, being relaxed right the way down your front, also now just remember your height, your stretching up, and your weight. And now your width. Just check, are you equally balanced on each foot? Are you nicely balanced so there's an equal amount of weight on each foot? You're nice and central. And ask yourself, how wide am I? Am I really narrow and squeezed in? Or am I wide? Just sort of imagine perhaps making yourself just a little wider, physically a little wider. And then your depth. Just experiment, leaning back a bit, leaning forward a bit. And just while you're standing up straight, just find a place which really is true upright. You're not leaning back into your past. You're not leaning forward into your future, but you're just nicely poised in an upright position. And now breathing, moving on to your breath. First of all, just imagine that you have a balloon in your belly, if that metaphor works for you, like a child's balloon. And I want you to breathe in through your mouth so that balloon fills up in your pelvic area and your lower belly. Just expand it and then let it out. Breathe in and expand it. Hold for a moment and let it out. Breathe in, fill it, and then out. And just as you do that, in and then out, feel it just expanding and relaxing the whole lower part of your body. In and out, breathing in, filling up that balloon, filling up those spaces, and then out. In and out. And it really is quite good to do this for a couple of minutes. I'm not going to do this on this demo, but keep going when you've learned the routine. Keep going for some while, because it's actually the act of breathing into each of these places that really brings the relaxation and the centering. And down here really is the center of your being. It's your center of gravity, and it's the central balancing place in your body. And it's good always to come back to this belly place. But now let's move on and imagine that we have a balloon that's around our heart. And again, breathe in to fill the balloon and breathe out. Breathe in to fill the balloon and breathe out. Breathe in and out. Breathe in and out. Just remember that as you breathe in and breathe out, this stabilizes the waves and oscillations of your heart beating and makes them calmer and more balanced. So breathe in, fill the balloon, and out. And again, you can do this for 3, 4 minutes, 5 minutes if you want to. And then lastly, with the breathing, move up to your head and imagine again that you have a balloon in your head. And breathe in your imagination, to fill that balloon up into every cranny. A of your skull and out. In and out. In and out. Just let that feeling of calmness, stillness come into your head as you breathe in and out. And then, just finally, do a little check through your body of all the things that we've done. So just sense your length being drawn up again. Sense that groundedness, that weight, that connection to the earth. Notice that you're upright and you have that right width. And then lastly, just let your breathing come back to your belly again. Breathe into your belly and out. Breathe in and out. And just notice the centeredness and the calmness that you now have in your body. And what you might like to do as you finish is just to move off the spot and walk around a little, carrying that sense of being centered and calm and resourceful as you move around.